All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, October 24th, 2011. I'm actually doing it on October 25th. That's two Tuesdays in a row. And I saw all you guys bitching about it on the Twitter.
Oh, what's it called? Is it called the Tuesday Morning Podcast?
LMFAO-OMG. Epic fail. Ow. Go fuck yourself. I know. I understand. I'm a little late this week. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. Remember that bit on the Donnie and Marie show? Those two creepy Mormons. Just so fucking squeaky clean. It made your skin crawl. I believe everything is round. You know what I mean? Round like one of those fucking wailing divas booties. You know, like you can be so good, you actually come around again, you become evil. You know, like some of these oh Jesus freaks, where they get so against abortion that they go out and they commit murder. But let's stay away from that, all right? I think I've said enough things about the bearded baby, haven't I? So you're probably wondering, going, hey, Bill, this is 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row? What's the deal?
I was actually flying back from Stockholm, Sweden yesterday, and I went from Stockholm, had to fly to Zurich, which is in Switzerland, and board the plane there, and then it was a 12-hour fucking flight all the way back to L.A. And you think they just go a straight shot right across the ocean. That's not how they do it, you know? Because the earth is shaped like a 50-year-old bowler. You know? You know when you get fat as a guy, we just put it all on in our middle? That's like the equator, your belt buckle. So, you know, that's the longest way around. So what they do is they even make sense. I don't know, dude, I'm fucking punch drunk. It's like 6:34 in the morning out here. Which is like, I don't know what, 4 in the afternoon, the way my head is at right now. The way my head is at, where my head is at right now. And, but it's pitch black out here in LA. We got it, Bill. You're jet lagged. Stop making fucking excuses. If you're not funny, why don't you go take a fucking nap? Don't waste our times. Our times? Don't waste our time. Oh, Jesus. So anyways, how they fly you back is they actually go fly up towards the Arctic Circle. It's a quicker way around the globe, mate. We went right over the fucking, what was it, Iceland? Then over Greenland, and then we came down over the Yukon territories into Manitoba, Saskatchewan, fucking Alberta, and then back into the States. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I had a great time over there. I want to thank everybody who came out. I would like to say kiitos to everybody who came out in Finland. I'd like to say tack to everybody who came out to Stockholm, Sweden, and I'd like to say thank you to everyone who came out in London, and thanks to people in Copenhagen and Oslo, because I didn't learn how to say thanks in Danish or Oslonian, Norwegian, you know? I'll tell you, it's funny. I was actually being over there after a while. You started to pick up a little bit of the language, but in typical American fashion. I mean, I wasn't over there long enough. I just started speaking my own language. I would say hello, but in an accent. I would just go, hello. For some reason, I would start talking like that. And like, if you say hello over there, they know that you're an American or whatever, that you're speaking English, because they either say, hey, really quick, or hi, hi. Say hi, hi in fucking Stockholm, Sweden. It's hilarious. You stand there, some grown man goes, hi, hi. And then a police car goes by. Wee-wah, wee-wah, wee-wah. But it was an amazing experience, and I sincerely want to thank everybody. I have fucking amazing shows over there, if I do say so myself. Old Billy Boy fucking killed it over there, thanks to Charlie Murphy. He told me before I went over there. He said, go hard, son. They can take it. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to do my shit like I'm standing in the middle of Tennessee. And that's what I did, and it worked out perfectly. And the most interesting thing about the tour was when I would bring up Hitler. I got to tell you, if you want to learn some history, bring up Hitler in Europe, because immediately it gets fucking weird in the room, because basically, wherever you go in Europe, for the most part, he either completely bombed the shit out of their city, or the city you're in was on the same team with them. And there's a little bit of guilt. Because I've been doing this thing where I am on a mission to get Joseph Stalin to get a little more credit in the complete maniac psycho category. You know what I mean? Like, anytime they make a list of the top fucking psychos ever, Hitler is always at the top. You know what I mean? It's like one of those Rolling Stone best guitarists ever. They're always going to stick Hendrix or Robert Johnson at the top. You know? Which I guess is right. But I don't know. It's like, what the fuck? The guy killed 20 million fucking people. Stalin did. Hitler only killed 6 million. You know, wouldn't you think if you killed three times as many as the guy that everybody's saying is the most insane motherfucker ever, that your name would get thrown around a little bit more? I don't understand it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What's the deal? You know, it's, you know what? Fucking Germany. I guess killing people in Germany is like completing a couple of passes for the New York Jets in New York City. Right? Adolf Hitler is the Mark Sanchez of fucking... He's the Mark Sanchez of fucking mass murderers. You know? And fucking, I don't, like, I guess killing 20 people in Russia is like throwing for 400 yards in Seattle. Like, nobody gives a shit. You just got, I mean, you know, but you have like, throw for 200 yards in New York. You know what I mean? And then they end the game, if I can make it there, I can make it, right? With all those fucking self-blowing songs that New York City has. Concrete jungle that dreams are made of, right? So anyways, I learned all this shit about Hitler. So I went to fucking, oh, and I made an ass of myself because, of course, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about fucking Norway, Sweden, Copenhagen, Denmark, fucking Finland. I don't know anything about them. All I know is Sweden and Finland have a lot of NHL hockey players. That's all I fucking knew. And as far as my World War II knowledge, I knew that Hitler and Mussolini were part of the Axis powers, and that Hitler fucking bombed the shit out of England. And then I also know that he went head to head with the Russians, and they retreated right before winter, and the Nazis chased them in, and then they got surrounded, just like in A Bronx Tale. Then they closed the door right as it started to snow. And then they said, "Und now you can't leave, yeah?" Everybody's going to sound like a Nazi, by the way, because I don't know how to do any in a Russian accent or anything, you know? Wait, didn't I know one? Da, idu. I used to play Siphon Filter, this video game, and there was this part that I couldn't get by. I couldn't get by this mission. And every time I hit reset, like you had to sneak down the hall. And there was this Russian scientist who was calling back to his female assistant. She would say something, you know, Strovia or some bullshit. And then he'd be like, da, idu. Anyways, yeah, I'm a moron. So this is what I learned. In Finland, this is their deal. They sided with Germany. Okay? So they get shit, and it's embarrassing because it's embarrassing because they went with the guy who killed 6 million people to fight the guy who fucking killed 20 million people. I don't know. It's fucking... They were basically, if you look at them on a map, they basically had the unlucky position of being between two of the biggest mass murderers in the history of the world simultaneously. Okay? So, you know, they didn't have an army big enough to fuck with either one of them one-on-one. They needed to make an alliance. So now you're getting into self-preservation. This is how it was told to me in Finland. Now, I know there's a lot of Jewish people right now listening going, oh, fucking Abraham, whatever, whoever the fuck you pray to. Who is your Jesus? Wait a minute, Jesus was Jewish, right? I don't fucking know. Anyways, so this guy told me over there basically that they had to make a choice, and they chose Germany, you know, which... And he tried to say, like, we weren't down with that Nazi shit. We were just trying to make sure that the Russians wouldn't take us over. And basically, Germans helped out the Finnish people, and they put up this fucking Lake Placid epic fucking battle against the Russians. And they defeated them, which is an unbelievable embarrassment to this day to the people of Russia. This is the way it was told to me in Helsinki. All right? And I am a typical fucking moron. Because I didn't read up on any of this. One guy told me this shit, and now I'm going to present it as fact. So, I don't know. Anybody read about World War II? What do you think about that? Because when I look at it on paper, it's like, I get it. Okay, you got two, you're in between two psychos. You got to make a choice. Who are you going to pick? All right? The Germans make an unbelievable fucking car. You know? They're fucking, you know, they're an incredible tank. They were like the fucking Steve Jobs. They were like, they had all the shit. And they were in Russia. What do you got? You got a bunch of fucking people drinking vodka. Who do we want to go up against? We want to go up with these guys who have tanks that drive like Porsches? Or do we want to fight these fucking drunks? Who got fucking dish rags tied around their army boots? What are we going to do here? So I think it was like a fucking self-preservation thing for some. Because I think somebody, like you sided with Germany, and just the second you do that, they automatically go, oh, you're fucking, you know, you're anti-Semitic and blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying they weren't. I'm just wondering, is there another side to it? Where it's just like, listen, we were trying to avoid being nuked. So it was a shit decision we had to make. I mean, is there a right decision in that? Why don't I fucking read up on it instead of being so goddamn lazy and then having you assholes read up on it and then fucking tell me about it? All right, so that was their deal. All right, and then if you go over to Sweden, Sweden remained neutral. I brought up Hitler, which bombed in Finland. And I guess someone's backstage going, does this guy realize that we were in an alliance with Hitler in World War II and it's kind of embarrassing at this point? And I'm standing up there, typical ignorant American. The fuck, you know? What are you guys, into Hitler or something? I'm making fun of the guy. Oh, I remember I was doing this bit like Hitler's always fascinated me in that I don't see the charisma. I just see an angry, sweaty, ugly man who has completely lost his composure during the middle of a speech. Why didn't anybody go, like, this guy's a fucking spaz? This is the guy we're handing the keys over to bring us to glory? Are you fucking kidding me? This little runt?
By the way, people are tall as fuck in Scandinavia and in all those Norwegian countries, by the way. The amount of like 5'2" children that I saw, you know, who were so young, like their voice hadn't even changed. They're like fucking almost eyeball to eyeball with me going, I want to get some Legos in Stein. However the fuck you say. It's fucking freaking me out. Like, I'm just about 5'10". I'm like average height, so I've never had an issue with my height. Over there, I felt short, you know? It's kind of like Nebraska, where everybody out there is like 300 pounds and looks 6'4", and looks like they play for offensive line or some shit. Yeah, like, it seemed like over there, like, 6'1" was like the 5'8" or 5'9" over here. But anyways, so that's how I embarrassed myself. In Finland, I was going, who the fuck would follow this guy? And evidently, Finland did. All right, that was a moron move. And when I was in Copenhagen, I can't remember if I told you this story. I brought it up. I called them Danish. I said that the people of Denmark were Danish, and then I lost confidence in it because nobody said anything. And I go, I'm sorry, Danish people from Amsterdam. I didn't even say the Netherlands. I said Amsterdam. And then I go, what are you guys, Denmarkians? And I knew that was wrong. And then I found out after the show that they actually are Danish. And it continues. When I went in Sweden, and I didn't tell anybody this. I walked out on stage and said, hey, it's nice to be back here in Switzerland. And everybody laughed, thinking I was joking, and I wasn't. I always get them confused. They both begin with S. They're both in fucking Europe. They both have those blonde-haired, blue-eyed. You want to open the bank account? Yeah, not report to the IRS. Okay. That will cost you 2 golden franken. So evidently, in Sweden, what they did in World War II was, them in Switzerland, they remained neutral. And before World War II, I guess Sweden wasn't shit. They were just eating potatoes. That was an Irish accent. Ah, Jesus, I'm all over the map here. They were eating potatoes and fucking meatballs and, you know, mashed potatoes and all that shit. They had nothing going on. So their big thing was they became powerful after World War II, evidently. And this is all told to me by Swedes, other comedians, and we were all drinking at the time. By the way, I lost my sobriety in Europe, as I always do, but I'm back on the wagon. I've decided that I drink in Europe. How fucking obnoxious is that? Buddy, you didn't lose your sobriety. You took it and you flushed it down the fucking toilet. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was in, what hell was I? I was in Norway. We were having this fucking amazing, like, meal. And everything they were bringing over was just tasted great. And then they had this wine. And I said, you know what? I wanted to go a year. It was a year and 2 days. And I decided to end the streak. Much like Cal Ripken Jr. And he was like, all right. You know, I went out like Cal Ripken Jr. I didn't go out like Brett Favre, you know, laying there like I just got hit by a train. I didn't go out like that. I had 2 glasses. You want to hear it? You want me to confess everything? I had 2 glasses of wine on Monday. Then I didn't drink for 2 days. And then I had 1 beer in Finland. Tried one of their beers. Delish. Then I went to Sweden the next night. And I had one of their beers. Some summer ale. No. Pale ale, that's what it was. And then I had some single malt scotch. And it was delicious, and I enjoyed it, and I'm done. And, yeah, that's it. It's good. It's actually good, because when I go to Europe now, I think about drinking. But when I come to the States, it's all been washed away. Like, oh, I'm in the States. I don't drink here. See that, guys? I don't have a problem. Oh, Jesus. So anyways, Sweden. Let's get back to these motherfuckers. And I know, and I want all you guys, all you Finnish fuckers, all you Swedish sons of bitches, all you Oslodians and Copenhagenites to please send in more World War II information, because I don't want to read about it. You know, what is going on with my fucking recorder? Come on now.
All right, so Sweden, this is their deal. They ain't shit. They actually used to own Norway, and then Norway got their independence in 1905, right? This is one of, like, the most moronic fucking history lessons you're ever going to get. So anyway, so Sweden wasn't shit. And then in World War II, they basically remained neutral and allowed the Nazis to fucking board their trains on their way to Norway. To fucking take over Norway, I guess. And they would just be like, won't we see nothing? Just like Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes. And evidently, they sold weapons to both sides. Huh? See that? It's all the same shit. Doesn't that sound familiar? If you honestly look at a certain country's foreign policy. Wait a minute. You went out there and you armed the world and made one? Oh, that's fucking interesting. All right, let's continue here. So, I don't know. Where the fuck am I in this absolute shitstorm of me trying to remember what these guys told me? Okay, so they totally sell out Norway. So the Nazis go in there. They start kicking the shit out of people because they have fucking, they got these Porsche Targa engines in their goddamn tanks. You know, everybody else's tank is like, right? And their shit's just like, they give you like 60 miles a fucking hour. Oh, it runs so smoothly, yeah, right? And they're just fucking bombing the shit out of it. See, Blitzkrieg, right? Bombing the shit out of people. Then what did they do? The fucking Nazis evidently go, okay, we need to insert a new leader. And they put in this Vidkun Quisling, who I guess was a total Nazi sympathizer and that type of shit. They put him in. He shared their fucked up views of Jewish people. And he actually turned over Jewish people to the fucking Nazis. That's what he did. And he's so infamous now. And he's known as a traitor in Norway. And evidently, his last name is Quisling. That basically, if you're a piece of shit and you sell out your friend, it's called a Quisling. Dude, you want to talk about just fucking soiling your family fucking name? You were such a cunt that you make your surname basically a, oh God, I'm going to be dumb again. What's the fucking word? You make, not a euphemism. An expression for being a sellout traitor piece of shit. And there you go. And that's basically, that's World War II in Scandinavia and one Norwegian country of Finland. That's basically what happened. Oh, you know what's funny about Finland? Finland kicked the Russians' ass, but because they were on the side of the Germans at the end of the war, they still had to pay like fucking reparations and they lost a city. And they had to give turn a city over to Russia, even though they kicked their ass. Now let's get into shit that I learned about as far as their. Does that mean my battery's gonna die? I think my battery's gonna die here because it's starting to fucking crap out on me here. This is one thing I've learned as you travel fucking countries. Whatever countries border other countries, they don't like each other. The same way you don't like your roommate. You like him at first, and after a while, the way he clears his throat. Or fucking, you know, his whiny voice or the fact that his girlfriend is coming over too many times. After a while, you just fucking hate him, right? So, I guess the Swedes look down on the Finnish people. Like, the Finnish people, they're like the blue-collar people. They look at them like fucking whatever. And then Finnish people just think people from Sweden are gay. Because evidently, the way that they speak, you know, I guess they have a sing-songy way of speaking. It was too overwhelming for me. Like, all that shit all sounded the same to me. But, I don't know, man. It was fucking amazing. I learned all this shit. Do you know that Norway, Volvo comes out of Sweden, right? And Norway at one point was, I guess, so behind the fucking eight ball financially that they actually said, because they had gained their independence from Sweden. And they actually said at one point that they could that they would give Sweden a portion of their fucking country if they could own 50% of the Volvo car enterprise. And Sweden said, "Go fuck yourselves."
And then, like, I think 2 weeks later, they discovered an unbelievable amount of oil in fucking Norway. And now they're all rich as fuck. It was like it's like the beginning. If you don't understand this, just watch the opening song to the Beverly Hillbillies. It's the exact same thing. He was shooting at some food and up came ground on bubbling crude oil, that is, right? So now they became super fucking rich. And Oslo was like ridiculously expensive. It was like $9,000 American to get a quarter pounder with cheese. And I'm barely exaggerating. It was like fucking ridiculous. So evidently now in Norway, all those jobs like working at a 7-Eleven, you know, helping people cross a crosswalk, handing out flu shots, all those jobs nobody wants to fucking do. All those jobs are done by Swedes. This guy in Sweden goes, yeah, we've become like they're Mexicans. Like we drive across the border, do jobs they don't want to do, and then drive back or live in little shitty apartments out there. What does Finland export, you ask? Nokia phones and Angry Birds. That's them. Copenhagen, I don't know what they do. And that's it. That was my fucking tour of I don't know. I don't know what. All Scandinavia plus Finland. I learned Finland's not part of Scandinavia. Did I tell you this last week? I don't give a shit. Has any of this been funny? I know it's been interesting, especially if you haven't read any bit of history, because this is all sounding factual and fascinating. I don't know how much of it is right, but if you don't like it, blame... you can blame me. I don't give a shit. I was going to say blame the fucking Swedes who told it to me that night. Hey, it's nice to be back in Switzerland. Everybody, whoa, ho, 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 ho. And I was like, shit, Sweden. That's right. Swede. The fuck you want from me? We'd like you to be accurate, Bill. We'd like you to, if you're going to fly for 14 fucking hours, to actually realize where you are in the world. So anyways, once again, I know I was just joking around and all that bullshit. I want to thank everybody who came out. It was a fucking unbelievable tour / education. I think you guys made me a little bit smarter, yet a lot dumber, because I have all these new subjects that I can talk about that I don't really know anything about. And Finland to me was the most interesting, because I was basically 300 miles from the Russian border and, you know, flew over the Baltic Sea. And it was like I could really... There was definitely just a different vibe out there. Like they got this whole vibe out there that they don't have any rich people in their country, which is fucking hilarious because they have banks, you know? And I guess in Finland, the big thing is, you know, if you get money, you don't show it off that you have it. So it's like, how the fuck would you, there's no fucking way. Because one thing I learned doing this tour is people are fucking people, and like relationship shit that I was talking about, oh my God, she tells a story and it goes on and on forever and I'm so fucking bored. Fucking destroyed 300 miles from the fucking Russian border. And I'm like, this is the exact same shit. Just speaking a different language. So, completely forgot my point here, what the fuck I was trying to say. Oh, I know. Yeah, so they're trying to, yeah. So you're sitting there telling me there's no rich people there. There's no way. That would mean that you have no greedy people and no sociopaths. Somehow you manage to have millions of people in your country, you know, yet you only have non-greedy people. It's complete bullshit. I gotta show you guys this picture of this on the French Riviera that the Rothschild family built this fucking house out there, okay? And I want somebody in the banking system to tell me how you legally, and I know it's legal, but you know, there's no honest fucking way. You should see this fucking house, this villa, all right? This thing is like the size of like 9 Boston public libraries. It's absolutely fucking gigantic, and this is like a cottage. They are the biggest fucking crooks on the planet. They are the biggest fucking crooks on the planet. I truly believe there is plenty of money. Everyone's telling me that I'm a socialist now because I went over there. Well, fuck you. I felt this before I went over there. There is enough money, people. There's enough money for all of us to have health insurance. There's enough money for all of that shit. Okay? If these cunts at the top weren't taking all of it, I truly believe that. But I am not dumb enough to believe that if you just give everybody the same amount, man, everything's going to be cool. It isn't. There's got to be a way where you can adjust capitalism. Where you can't have, like, you know, four robber barons taking everything and then all of the rest of us dealing with the trickle-down effect. But on the same level, you can't just give everybody, like, it doesn't make a difference whether you try or not. You know? You still got to have, it's like the Camaro. You know, you got to, you can't just have the, everybody gets a Z28. There's got to be the Rally Sport. There's got to be the Berlinetta. And there's got to be the Z28. There's got to be a little, there's a little stars on your forehead as to how well you're doing. You know? Does that make any fucking sense? All I got to tell my fellow Americans is if you ever get a chance, you have to fucking go over to Europe. And do it when you're young. And if you're old, who gives a fuck? Get a babysitter. Tell your kids you love them. You know, you'll be back in a week. Go fuck yourselves. Don't take any shit. Just like how I end my podcast. And definitely go over there. We landed in Switzerland. And went on Swiss Air on the way back. And I just watched a bunch of videos about Switzerland. And it would be an absolute crime if you never fucking go there in your life. The French Riviera, any of this shit. And I know I'm sounding like some elitist cunt, but I'm not. I am ignorant of all of this shit. I went over there. It's fucking incredible. And you know what's funny is when you travel over there and that type of shit, when they start giving you shit about being an ignorant American, you know, most of the times you're more traveled than they are. They do the exact same shit. They don't travel as much as they try and act like they do. You know, and when they do, they don't really go that far. You just go, like, just look at a fucking map. You could fit, like, the majority of Europe in Texas. You know? So that's why they get to rack up all these fuck. Oh, I've been to fucking Germany. I've been to France. I've been to Italy. Yeah, really? I've been to Rhode Island, New Hampshire. My voice cracked in all of them. Whatever. All right. I'm done talking about Europe. I hope that didn't bore too many of you, but it was fucking amazing. And I told all you sons of bitches over there that I was going to, I'm going to be doing this every year. So every year, you guys, you're on the list now. I'm doing I'm going to do a whole run over there. I think I might add Iceland the next time. And, I'm actually thinking of going over there twice a year. I'll do the UK one time, go all the way through it. I'll go through England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, and then I'll do Scandinavia, the fucking Norwegian countries, do all of them, and just hop right across there. And I found a new fucking place that I want to go to, the Faroe Islands, F-A-R-O-E. I want to go check that shit out. I got to bring Nia, too, because she gets freaked out by nature. Faroe Islands basically seem like the Galapagos Islands of the fucking north. All right, I'm done being a fucking liberal elitist cunt here. All right, let's get on with the podcast here. This is the Monday Morning Podcast, by the way, if you're just tuning in. We are not on iTunes, okay? Because you know what happened was basically I got banned from iTunes and then Steve Jobs died. So I'm kind of like Pete Rose. I'm in that situation where Pete Rose got banned by the commissioner and then he died right after that. And now nobody wants to reverse that guy, you know? And how do you go against Steve Jobs? The guy was a genius at telling people to invent stuff, as far as I can tell. Like, wouldn't it be cool if a computer could do this? I want to know, where is the guy who actually sat down and made his ideas come true? What about those guys? You know? He's like the lead singer, but then the guy who fucking actually did all that shit, he's like the guy playing keyboards or the drummer, or maybe the hired gun. Maybe like the hired gun, like that guy, Dizzy, who was in Guns N' Roses towards the end. Remember that? Izzy left, and then they got a guy, Dizzy. Ugh. Was there ever a worse disintegration of a band than Guns N' Roses? They came out, they had their five fucking guys, and then the whole thing, it just all went to shit. It was like MASH. when they had like three guys left after the fucking first season. And it was never the same. BJ Honeycutt, give me a fucking break. All right, let's continue on here. Bill, just an update regarding your advice you gave me about telling my friend about his cheating fiance. I vaguely remember this. This guy called up and basically said a buddy of his was engaged to this girl who was cheating on him. And what should I do? Should I tell him? And I finally just said, yeah, tell him. So you have a fucking clear conscience. So here is the update. The other week, I was high eating a Big Mac. And you should have just said the other day I was in Florida. And doing sales calls for my job when you read my advice letter. Obviously, I almost crashed, but my manager managed to call my friends that knew the story who also agreed to write you an email about it. Long story short, we talked after we each listened to the podcast. I love that you guys had a meeting of the minds after listening to my dumbass. And the friend that presented the bad news to us broke the news to our friend. Oh, so he fucking told him. And I guess the buddy, he confronted his fiance, and as expected, things were only bad for a few days. He doesn't really go into detail here. Come on, details. What happened? You can't leave us hanging. So you confront your friend, and what does he do? He obviously must have been like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he goes and tells his fiance, said things were only bad for a few days. Bottom line, we all got exactly what you said we needed, a clear conscience. Sincerest thanks, Billiam. All right. Well, I hope he had the brains not to marry her. Please tell me he did that. Just let me know. Just, yeah, come on, dude. You can't leave us all hanging here. This is like a soap opera now. Are you guys uninvited to this wedding that shouldn't happen? Or are you out there drinking with him now, trying to teach him how not to pick another fucking poison twat whore? Let us know. Let's have a follow-up. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, this is like I just saw a great pilot episode of a new show. I want to see the rest of it. All right, here we go. Next story is Fake Fatty. Dear Mr. Burr, on the whole fat person topic, I wanted to chime in with a quick story of my own. Last week, I was on the subway, fucking around with my phone, when some woman gets on the train and stands in front of me. From the corner of my eye, I can see that she was pregnant. I remember her rolling up her shirt like we were on a beach, and she was trying to show off her physique. That's kind of weird. And she began to squeeze the bump like some stripper squeezing her breasts together. I started to gather my shit when I noticed something about her bump. It wasn't a pregnant chick. She was a fat fuck pretending to be pregnant. She was excited when she saw me getting up. And once I saw that hairy, greasy, bouncing tub of shit, a lump of shit on her lower stomach, I remember feeling nauseated by it all. I then sat back down. Jesus Christ. The beautiful chick sitting next to me saw the whole thing and called me a jerk. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to start a confrontation with her, so I just sat there. So the beautiful girl began to gather her stuff, I guess to make a point, and get up. But then something caught her eye, and she sat back down. I guess she realized that the woman still squeezing her fat together wasn't pregnant. The woman sitting next to me didn't apologize, and neither did she have to. She probably would have vomited the words anyways. The woman pretending to be pregnant, sucked her teeth, walked away, and mumbled some racist shit under her breath. Anyways, why are fat whores now pretending to be pregnant? I don't know about that, dude. I think you saw one crazy girl. And also, you know something? Reading that story, halfway through it, she might have been a fat fuck who got pregnant. Maybe that's why she was lifting up her belly to be like, look, not only is there a bunch of fat here, there's also a baby in here. She had a baby, man. Maybe she was pregnant. I have no idea, but that is really a fucking weird thing that she would pull it up and start mushing it together. Especially if she's early on in the pregnancy. I mean, what's that doing to the kid? Oh, Jesus, that's disgusting. All right, and here's the latest. You know, have I lost all momentum in this fucking podcast? You know, the old me would have described some fucking first trimester fetus getting squished. But not jet lag Bill. Not jet bag lag fucking Bill, who can't even talk here, who's sitting here giving a goddamn history lesson of a part of the world he knows nothing about. Absolutely nothing. All right. All right, here's the new hot topic here on the Monday Morning Podcast, dilemmas. All right, number one, Bill, would you rather have a 3-inch penis and make $10 million a year or have a 10-inch penis and only make $30,000 a year? Your penis size and salary can never change. I take the 3-inch dick and the $10 million all fucking day long. You know what's fucking overrated? Just having a fucking giant dick and fucking a bunch of women. Because eventually you're going to get old. I know you guys are thinking, like, is this guy out of his fucking mind? Maybe it's just because I'm old now and I don't give a fuck. It's just, you know what you want? You want a nice house. You want to find a job that you love and you want to fucking make a bunch of money out of it. And then you want to get the sickest grill ever and then invite your friends over and have a fucking barbecue. Right? What are you going to do with your big dick and your teacher's salary? Huh? What are you going to do? Fuck a cheerleader and get in trouble? That's all the big dick's going to do. You know what? Maybe that's why you only make 30 grand a year, because you're too busy fucking everything. I'd take the 3-incher. Jesus. That would be brutal, though. That would be brutal, though, when you're first coming of age, you know? I guess maybe not then. Because hopefully you're messing around with a girl who hasn't seen a bunch, so she doesn't realize, you know. And she, I thought it was supposed to hurt the first time. That was actually rather pleasant. yeah, either one of those scenarios would suck. But, you know, dude, how long, in all honesty, how long does fucking last? Be honest. Let's say you're really going at it. Come on. To really fuck for a half hour or more? Come on. Consistently? Consistently. And I'm not talking about when you're fucking 18 and every time the wind blows, you know, you're fucking aroused. I'm just saying, you know, you go in, you know what you're doing. It's like you're walking in Home Depot. You're not wandering around. You know where shit is. You go in, you get it. You go up to the register. Fucking end. Deal is done. Yeah, I would take the 3-inch penis all fucking day long. If I have a 10-inch dick and sleep on a futon, what the fuck kind of life is that? Be an old man with my long fucking elephant trunk dick and my white pubes on top of it? Poking out the hole of my fucking tidy whiteys, looking like the goddamn elephant man down there? I don't want to fucking do that shit. Fuck that. This is going to surprise you guys. Ask me more. You're going to really be surprised. Would you rather put on a Jets jersey? This is number two. And walk up to Tom Brady and tell him to his face that he's the most overrated QB quarterback in the NFL, or wear the same Jets jersey and walk up to Mark Sanchez and tell him with a straight face and in sincere voice that you think he's the greatest quarterback that ever lived? I would do either one of those. I would wear a Jet jersey and tell Mark Sanchez he's the greatest quarterback that ever lived, because he wouldn't believe it. He knows goddamn well he isn't. I wouldn't give a shit. I would walk up with the Jets jersey and say that Tom Brady's the most overrated QB ever, because that's probably happened to him 9 million times. I think every time he walks into a stadium, there's somebody with the other team's jersey on telling him that he's overrated and that he's a fag because of his haircut and yada, yada. He doesn't give a shit. I would actually do that. I would do that, and I would say something even meaner. And I would do it right before the Jets played the Patriots, and then I would fucking bet $1,000 on the Patriots because Brady would come in and slice your fucking throats. That was an easy one, sir. You got to go a little harder. All right, number three. Hey, Bill, I got a dilemma for you. Yeah, that's the topic, by the way, dilemmas. Bill, classic pain versus disgusting one. Right here. Would you, one, take a 70% power Mike Tyson straight left to the bridge of your nose with MMA gloves on, or lick the dump that one of his disease bag pigeons leave on your windshield and it's fresh? Oh, no question. I'd lick the fucking bird shit without a fucking doubt. I would lick the whole fucking thing. I'd lick the fucking windshield clean rather than taking 70. There's no fucking way. That dude, I'm old now. I don't have pride. I have brains, and I want to keep them in my head. That's the young man says, I take the 70% power punch with Mike Tyson. And then what are you going to do after that with your brain damage? What are you going to do?
At least I didn't lick bird shit off a windshield.
Fuck that. I would do the bird shit, and I would invite all my friends, and I would film it like Jackass and watch them laugh their ass off. And if I puked, I'd let Mike Tyson kick me in the ass. Either way, I would be way ahead in the win column by not taking that. Dude, I got a little nose. It would not exist if he did it. It would it would be like a little paper hat, and he would just flatten it. And I would look a part African-American by the time he was done with me. That's how much he would flatten out my fucking little pointy German nose. No fucking way. No fucking way am I ever. Because the thing about Mike is not only does he know how to fucking punch, he has that. He goes in and out of crazy. He'll say some of the most insightful shit you ever heard in your life. And you're like, this guy is a borderline fucking genius. And then he will just slip into this shit where you're just like, okay. You just start looking for, you know, extra exits in the room. I like I'm saying this like I hung out with him. That's how intimidating he is. I've just watched shit there. So there you go. You know what I should start doing? I should start, we should start having like a football pool. You know, we should start posting these dilemmas on the mmpodcast.com. And then you guys try to guess which one I'm going to take. All right. So there you go. You got to see me play a couple of games here. You know what sort of scheme I'm running. Let's see if you guys can get in my fucking head. All right. Advice on enjoying football. I'm guessing this is soccer or maybe this is American football. I don't know. I haven't read these fucking things. Bill, I have an advice question that could affect the podcast. Okay. Could you somehow explain the appeal of football to someone who finds the stereotypical football fan extremely offensive? To clarify, I enjoy seeing feats of athleticism and well-laid strategies unfold as much as the next man. And I'm told that football has both of those things. I think all sports do. However, I find that I cannot even begin to enjoy watching football for the simple fact that I find the stigma of being a football fan to be offensive. Oh, God. Well, you know what, dude? Who gets offended? This guy, he's a pompous ass. All right, here we go. You know, the mental image, shirtless, hairy, and somehow balding. What do you mean somehow balding? A lot of people are bald. I'm balding. You mean yet balding. Hairy body, yet balding. Beer-bellied, face-painted, screaming morons. I was hoping that perhaps you, sir, with your apparent knowledge of the ins and outs of the said game, as well as the hoity-toity, New Englandly, over-educated person accent that you sometimes... There's your insecurity there. I sound like a fucking moron. Could explain the appeal of football in an objective way to the rest of us, assuming the answer is not, if you don't like football, go fuck yourself. Well, look, sir. You're doing what everybody does, okay? You're defining football fans by the worst of football fans, and it's not your fault. It's like that shit I said about the Raiders. You go to a Raider game, not everybody is dressed like they're going to go see what is that Midnight Madness movie that everybody likes to go see at 2 in the morning that I've never seen, that I always use as a reference. I don't know. Not everybody at a Raiders game is dressed like they're in a fucking musical. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. They're not dressed like that. Okay? Most of them just have like a Raider t-shirt on or maybe a fucking jacket. And they're just going to a football game. And anytime they pan to people in the crowd, they got to put that douche, you know, who's dressed like Chewbacca. You know, or those guys going, this is our house, and this week we're going to fucking do it. It's like, you're fucking loser. You're fucking losers. Yeah, I don't know why. That's not what a football fan is. And also, sir, you don't have to go to games. At this point, you can get yourself a nice high-definition TV. That's cheaper than buying season tickets. You can get surround sound. You can get a grill going. And you can sit there in the comfort of your own fucking home and enjoy the goddamn game. All right? But I don't know. I hate the word offensive. And that's my fault. That's on me. Because just being a comedian,
the amount of people, the kinds of people who use that fucking word. I find that like offensive. It's like, no, you don't. You don't find it fucking offensive. You just find shit that bugs you offensive. You're not the kind of person who's easily offended. You're fucking selfish. So this is, I don't even know if this makes sense, guys. I just get off a fucking plane. I have no idea. Look, dude, if you want to watch football, I would watch it at home. Watch it at home. Pick a fucking team. And I would watch college football. I'd start with that and then work your way up to pro or just stay at the college level. It is a fucking great game. Read up on the game. Don't be some douche who paints his fucking face and his chest and then just watches the ball and roots for a color. It's all how you do it. You know, there's a lot of people out there who hate stand-up comedy, you know, because they define it by the worst of stand-up comics. So, I don't know. I hope that helped you. I know I gave you a little bit of shit, and I hope I didn't offend you. But, yeah, that's what I would do. I would watch it at home. Like, I don't go to sports bars anymore. I don't. They are a sea of fucking morons. And it's for the worst of sports fans. They're for the sports fan that wants to sit there and is just waiting for the first play that their team does that actually, you know, goes well where they gain like 8-9 yards. They're just waiting for that to happen so then they can then turn to their right or left and just go all day. All day. Right? They're morons. The only good thing about going to a sports bar is seeing the girls who go there and dress like strippers with a football motif. Like they tie off jerseys and wear like thigh highs. And they just, I don't know what they're doing. I think they're just enjoying people leering at them. Why they would pick that low grade level of a human being to leer at them, I have no idea. Maybe they have some sort of middle-aged gangbang fantasy. You know, and they wanted everybody to be dressed like Vikings, but Vikings don't exist anymore, so they're going to get gangbanged by some Minnesota Viking fans. I don't fucking know. Shit food. You know, the other TV screens are so fucking loud, it bleeds into the game you're trying to watch. It's just, I don't like it. I don't like it. And then I find that most people in there, if they have, they know a lot about the game, it's because they play fantasy football, so they're just stat regurgitating morons and they can't really talk about the game. Oh, is Bill an arrogant cunt when it comes to sports bars? All right, let's go. Let's move on. Advice, Bill, let me start by saying like your podcast. Thank you. You're definitely blah, 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 blah. I will try my best to keep the story short and sweet. Here's a little background. First off, my friend is a listener of your podcast and always and as well. What? First off, my friend is a listener of your podcast as well. So I feel him hearing this on your podcast will catch his attention as he realizes how it exactly relates to him. Ah, very, very, very well played, sir. So rather than you walking up to him and having the confrontation, you want me to do it for you. Okay. You hear that, podcast listeners? Evidently, one of your friends has written in and has a fucking issue with you. So let's all pay attention, shall we? Why don't you scooch your fucking driver's seat up a little closer to your dashboard? Let's pay attention. Ignore the fucking lights. Just, you know, drive like 35 miles an hour. That's a great speed. Plenty of time to fucking swerve. My friend decided to have a kid with a girl he thought he wanted to be with. Let me just say, capital letters, bad fucking idea. This girl is off her fucking rocker for sure. I understand that most females have maybe insecure tendencies. I think most human beings do, to be fair. But this bitch gives it an entirely new definition. It's to the point that she literally dictates who we can and can't be friends with on various social media websites as well as the rest as his real life. Yeah, this is, and whose fault is that? She can dictate all she fucking wants. He doesn't have to listen to it, but if he goes, all right, okay, that's on him. The real point of my story comes now. Well, thank you for wasting my time. Or were you just painting a picture, sir? I recently engaged in a debate with his girlfriend about strip clubs. Oh, Jesus, was that a mistake? Now I suppose different patrons of strip clubs have different reasons for going.
But this girl has this twisted fucking idea of what actually goes on there. The strip club topic came up because a few of my friends and I were planning on a night out, which included a possible trip to the strip club. Once my girlfriend found out this was a potential destination, she flipped the fuck out, for lack of a better word. This triggered a huge Facebook debate where she insisted that guys go to strip clubs to get horny. And if her boyfriend wanted that, why doesn't he stay home and get some action from her? Well, why else would you go to a strip club? You are horny. You have an inability to get a woman naked that night, and you give up, and you just say, you know what, fuck it. Why don't I just pay one to do it, and she'll rub on my jeans here, yeah? And I'll bust one of my BBDs if you go to a real fucking skanky one. So far, I'm agreeing with her. Why else would you go there? Unless you want to go there and try and fuck a stripper, at which point you don't get the lap dance. You hang up at the bar and act like you don't give a fuck. And then from there, I don't really know what happens. First off, a stripper is much more appealing than this one. What, the psycho girl? Even at the low end of the spectrum. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, he's saying that a stripper is much better looking than this guy's girlfriend. Oh, wow. So this guy's getting dictated to by some fucking mediocre looking chick? Ah, that's so sad. You know? That's like a chick. If you're going to get the shit kicked out of you, the guy better be like an oil man and you're living in a villa in the French fucking Riviera, right? I mean, if you have to get the shit kicked out of you, ladies, there's a dilemma for you. That's an easy dilemma. Would you rather get the shit kicked out of you by a substitute teacher? Or a fucking the CEO of Exxon? All right. Survey says, let me continue with this. She also had an issue with the fact that these were local girls, and for some reason that pissed her off even more. Well, obviously, because they live in the area, she's then worried you're going to strike up a conversation and bang them. So far, I'm on the side of this so-called crazy woman. She has this idea that her boyfriend is apparently a stripper magnet and can fuck anyone he wants. Okay, I see what you're saying now. I have no idea. How far off base is this chick? When she said that guys went to strip clubs to get horny, that really showed how fucking moronic she is. My real question is, what can my friend do to get his girlfriend to turn the crazy off? I've been trying to help him for years, but I just can't find the way. All right, let's stop here. Sir, why else do you go to a titty bar? You don't go there to look at chicks and fucking get aroused? What do you go there for? To check out the fall fashion of thongs? Do you go there to drink $25 Bud Lights? Why do you go there? You go there to see naked women, get lap dances, and maybe strike up a conversation and get to fuck one with their kid in the crib in the other room. That's why you do it, isn't it? Hoping that their boyfriend didn't get early release from his assault fucking conviction. Isn't that what happens? I don't know. Maybe I don't fucking know. But he said, what can my friend do to get his girlfriend to turn the crazy off? You can't. You can't. If someone's nuts, they're nuts. That's it. You just got to break up with them. You got to walk away, or you have to accept their craziness. He said, I've been trying to help him for years, but I just can't find the way. Because there is no way, sir. It's like trying to get a drug addict to stop doing drugs. You can't do it. They have to want to do it. So he has to decide that he's had enough. All right? And what you need to do, if you want to do this, is just express the fact that, listen, your girlfriend's nuts and she treats you like shit, and it hurts me as a friend to watch this happen, okay? You need to get her in line, and if you do this, this could actually end your friendship with them, because guys a lot of times choose pussy, confirmed pussy, I should say. Confirmed pussy over the friendship with their guys, friends, but, you know, at some point, you just got to say, listen, dude, I don't want to hear any more stories about this girl treating you like shit. okay? If you're not going to stick up with for yourself, I understand it. For whatever reason, you don't want to do that. But I don't want to listen to you telling me stories about what a fucking psycho she is, because it hurts me as a friend to listen to you going through this shit, and you're not doing anything about it to stick up for yourself, and it's fucking frustrating for me to hear. So if you want to talk about sports, you want to talk about the fucking European Union or whatever the fuck you want to talk about, huh? You want to talk about the shit I learned in Finland? I'll talk to you about that. I don't give a fuck, right? What do you want to talk about? Talk about anything but that crazy bitch, because I don't want to fucking hear it anymore. That's your only option there. But other than that, there's nothing you can do. As I always say, it's that Goodfellas moment. He means he's content to be a jerk. So let him be a jerk. Let him get browbeaten, because he's choosing the crazy pussy in the hand versus the possible nice two in the bush. Does that make any sense? Well, Bush is in there. I think there was some sort of Seinfeldian joke in that. All right. Overrated, underrated. Overrated. Trying to do a podcast after flying 12 hours on Swiss Air. You know, I feel like a boxer that's quitting the ring. I'm really trying to bring the funny, guys. I swear to God, I don't know what you want from me. You know. You know what I feel like right now? I feel like I'm playing like Pop Warner football, and you guys are my dad, and you just saw that I quit and that I don't have what it takes, you know? And for half a second, you're blaming the sperm that was in your nuts before you suddenly realize that you can just blame it on your wife. All right, overrated, underrated for the week. Underrated, sandwiches. We all eat them. We all eat them, yet rarely, if ever, hear someone say that a sandwich is their favorite food. They are more versatile than any other type of food, and we take them for granted. If sandwiches were women, they would divorce us due to underappreciation and take half of our shit. All right. Yeah, you know, some people actually don't like – I'm a huge sandwich fan. It's just the greatest idea ever. Take two slices of bread, throw a bunch of shit in the middle of it, and throw it in your pie hole. Who's ever eaten a sandwich and still been hungry afterwards? It's tremendous. You know, I don't fucking – am I still talking? Am I dreaming this podcast at this point? I don't know. Overrated. Sex. It ruins lives and marriages. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. Why I would choose a 3-inch dick and $10 million a year as opposed to a 10-inch dick and $30,000 a year. Sex is overrated. It started wars and caused countless deaths. It's on TV and used to advertise the most non-sexual products. Your social standing and job credentials are affected by who you like to fuck. What? Your social standing and job credentials are affected by who you like to fuck. Oh, I guess it could be if you start fucking the wrong person. Yet after jacking off and releasing sexual tension, all of it looks stupid. Exactly. Rub one out, then think about it. That's what my grandfather always said. Even if he didn't, he fucking should have. No, that's it. That is exactly it. I actually got this giant fucking bit in my act about gold digging whores, and it basically comes down to that. I was basically talking about Schwarzenegger and how he lost everything by fucking one of the ugliest women on the planet. Like, why the fuck, you know, if you're going to go all in, if you're going to put it all on the line, why do you do that with that woman? And everyone's like, oh, because he's dumb, because he's stupid. It's like, no, because a guy's sex drive is that fucking overwhelmingly powerful. And I swear to God, it's like, I really think that every day you should just fucking rub one out. Rub one out, and then fucking, once you're done, clean yourself up and then get a sheet of paper out and write down some goals for the day. And your life in the world would be better off. It's fucking horrible. We are basically designed to keep the species going. That's how strong our fucking sex drive is. Women don't fucking understand it, and I don't expect them to understand it. And because it's so bizarre to them, they just look at it simplistically, that we're morons and that we're animals and that we're pigs. We definitely behave like all three of those things, but it's a, you know, our sex drive is like your period. It causes us to do crazy shit. except it's not 1 week. It's every fucking day. All right? There's no excuse for the amount of fucking guys out there who've accomplished all this tremendous stuff to lose it because of their dick. It makes no fucking sense. And I'm telling you, these fucking ladies who go on TV and just say, he's an idiot, he's a pig, he's stupid, they don't get it. They just don't get it. But I understand why they don't get it. You'd have to have a dick to fucking understand it. That's one of the greatest fucking overrateds ever. Just imagine how successful and how fucking driven you could be if you had your dick in check. You know, if you could walk away from that girl you shouldn't be fucking around with. Just think about that. How many years would you get back in your life? How many nights? How much more happiness would be in your life if you just listened to your dick 30% less? Think about that. I'm telling you. I don't know, but you're really fucking with nature, because nature made women so fucking beautiful and guys so fucking horny that you can't resist it. There's a reason for that. It keeps us fucking going. And I think that's going to be my final uninformed thought. I've already acted as though I'm a historian, and now I'm putting on a white lab coat and I'm discussing basically the makeup of our DNA. Oh, shit. So that is the podcast for this week. How much time did I do? An hour and five. From the bottom of my fucking American heart, I want to thank everybody in Scandinavia, everybody in Finland, everybody in England who came out to my shows. It was an unbelievable education, as much as I sounded like a moron. It was one of the best tours I've ever done, just as far as getting to see things that I never would have got to see if I never took the chance to tell jokes. So I'm unbelievably thankful for it. And the amount of fucking people when I was over there asked me, why would you come here? And it kind of became this running joke between me and Nia, because we're big fans of that movie, No Country for Old Men. Ugh, Jesus, I'm so fucking tired. No Country for Old Men. You know when everyone kept saying to the psycho there, you don't have to do this? And he's like, everybody always says that, right? That was the same thing. Someone said, why would you come here? It's Stockholm, Sweden. Because it's fucking beautiful? I don't know. Because why wouldn't you? If you could. No, it's my game plan. I want to go over there and start selling out shows. Come over there once a year. Make some fucking francs and kronas and whatever, and then fucking go fly to another part of Europe I've never been to for like 2-3 days. I want to go down to the French Riviera, and I want to stand outside that Rothschild house and wait for one of them to come out. I just want to see what one of them looks like. And just stand there like 9 miles away at the bottom of their driveway. The biggest bullhorn ever. Yeah! That's what I realized. That's what that villa is that we're going to have a picture of. That is, they are the plantation owners. They're trying to become the plantation owners of the universe. That's what fucking the bankers are. It's just fucking unreal. Do you realize if you get a 30-year mortgage and you pay it off in 5 fucking years, let's say you do that, all right, what percentage of that into a 30-year loan is that? Let's see if I can do this math. This will be your last laugh of the fucking week. Okay. 10% would be a third, right? So you cut that in half. All right. So that's about 15, 16% of the loan. Okay. No, you pay it off in basically 15% of the actual time that they gave you to pay it off. Okay. But for some reason, if it takes you 5 years into that loan, you still give them like fucking, I swear to God, like 30% of the interest that they would have got if it took you 30 years in. How the fuck does that work? How the fuck is that legal? So even if you pay it off in 5 fucking years, you still, if you talk about how much you paid for the house, plus the maintenance, plus all the interest, the amount of time you're going to have to hold onto the house just to hopefully fucking break even before your kidneys fail and you got to sell the house because your insurance company tells you to go fuck yourself. And then they get another 30-year-old in here to do it all over again. They're fucking criminals. Absolute fucking criminals. But it's all legal. It's all fucking legal, man. All right, that's it. That's the podcast for this week. Tuck. Kitu. Is that how you say it? I don't fucking know. Thank you. Go fuck yourselves. I'll talk to you sons of bitches next week. All right.